Well, good day to you everyone. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to continue with that Q&A section where you ask me a question and I try my best to answer the question as best as I can. I would like to remind you that if you have any question, you can leave it in the comment section on YouTube and in the review section if you are on a podcast. So today's question is from Zainab, and what's a beautiful name? Zainab's question is this: Noor, I'm so frustrated with branding. What is branding? Can you explain it in a simple way? Okay, Zainab, I will try my best. I told previously that branding is an experience that the customer have toward a specific brand, right? So say, for example, that if you want to go to Disneyland, the experience of Disneyland gives you a feeling of happiness. And that's what you think about when you want to go to Disneyland. Think about Ferrari. You think of speed, right? And the entire product line of Ferrari and the entire experience talks about speed. And that's what you think of Ferrari when you want to buy a Ferrari, right? Speed and luxury, okay? So that's only one part of branding. I would like today to make things more simpler to the public, okay? So they understand, why do we need branding? Expect yourself like, or think of yourself as a business that wants to sell a product at 10 times its intrinsic value. So if you make it for $10, you want to sell it, for example, for $100. Or if you make it for $100, you want to make it for $1,000. But now what if you make it for $1,000 and you want to sell it for $10,000? How can you pull that off? Think about it. How can I make a customer believe that if they spend $10,000, right, they are getting a great deal and they will appreciate me as a brand? Well, I need to create a lie, right? I need to create a story. I need to create an illusion. And not only my business, I need to have a partnership with other businesses. And we agree that if customers wear our stuff, they are unique. They are special. They are different. They are luxurious. They are expensive. So how can we do that? Well, we can bring supermodels and we can bring actors, right? And we can tell them to wear our stuff and they will look top notch. And since most people love these actors, right? And they want to become like these actors, they will associate this kind of clothes with this kind of actors. And they will feel if they buy this stuff, they will become like the actor or at the same level. You see, branding is a lie. Branding is an illusion. But you must create that illusion in order for the customer to desire your brand, right? It's like a Hollywood movie, right? We know it's a movie. We know it's a lie, but we enjoy watching it. Branding is the same. I want you to think with me about one thing, okay? When the customers go to Versace or Louis Vuitton or Chanel or Dior, right? I want you to think about with me about one thing. What is it that they are exactly buying from that brand? What is it? Think about it. Hold that idea. I'm buying Dior. Why am I buying Dior? Think about it. What do I want to express with that logo? What do I want to express with that big Dior bag? What do I want to show other people? Think about it. Now, in order for the brand to do that, they need to raise their price and have scarcity, right? So not everyone can have this kind of product, right? So yes, they make a great quality product, but still the intrinsic value of that product is $1,000, but they sell it for $10,000. You see? And what they are selling, they are not selling the product. What they are selling the image. And the logo of Louis Vuitton is associated with that image. Therefore, even if you are a small business, create that product and you have your logo, people will not associate it with that kind of specific branding. Why? Because people are buying the logo of Louis Vuitton because socially, the logo of Louis Vuitton means a lot. Now, what does that mean for you as a small business? Well, as a small business, you don't need to go that fancy. As a small business, branding to you means this. First, you need to have a specific customer experience. So say, for example, that you are the cheapest, or you are, for example, the most pleasurable coffee shop, or for example, you are the cutest coffee shop, right? You have something specific, something unique that differentiates you from other businesses. So that would make you a brand. The second thing that you need to have a customer service, a great customer service, right? That would make the customer believe that they are a premium customer, okay? That's the second thing. The third thing that you have to understand is that you should not be one product, a single product business, but to become a lifestyle brand. What do we mean by that? It means that you have different products and services that the customer can try and they can enjoy a specific lifestyle around your brand. So you don't only, for example, sell t-shirt, but you also sell shirt, hats, bag, and so on. You become a lifestyle brand around your customer, okay? So some people tell me that, okay, Norbert, brand, you need to spend a lot of money for a small business. No, that's called scaling, okay? Scaling. The point of scaling is like Starbucks. Starbucks have one store, right? And then they scale it. That's called scaling, okay? That's not branding, that's scaling. Branding is an experience, an image, an illusion. When someone comes to your store, they expect something. If your store looks expensive and they bring friends, they want to show their friend that they are expensive, okay? I want you to understand that what kind of an illusion or story or a lie you want the customer to believe about themselves when they want to buy your product. If you can get that right, you are golden, all right? If you don't have that, then you don't have a brand. You only have a commodity product. That's one thing to understand. The second thing that you have to understand that you need to have consistency around your element. And I talked to you about that in the four pillars of marketing: product, promotion, and pricing and placement, which means that the product need to be done nicely and it need to be in high detail, right? The price need to match your product quality. And the placement, which means that you need to have, for example, a luxurious store in order to show the quality of the product, right? And the promotion, you see, big brands, they promote with actors and they superstar. Nike with athletes and so on and so forth. You see, all of these components have something called consistency, which means that your social media images, your packaging, everything is consistent with the pricing of your product and the quality of your product. Once you have that, now you have a brand, okay? Other than that, you don't have a brand. You have a cheap product, right? A cheap product, cheaply made product with a high price. It doesn't work, right? You have a cheap product, cheap price, right? And then you sell it, for example, we associate, for example, with superstar. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't work. I hope that makes things simpler, okay? You need to have something unique about your business and you need to have a specific experience for the customer and you need to have a great customer experience and you need to be consistent with all of your brand assets and you need to have a product line rather than one product. It's a lot. I know. Branding is not easy. Branding is not simple. It's not only a matter of taking a picture and putting it on social media and you have a brand. That's not branding, okay? That's only a very, very small aspect of branding. That's going to be for today's video. It was a long video. And I will see you in the next video. Take care for now. And if you have questions, leave it in the comment section or in the review section on the podcast. I will see you later. Bye-bye.